It's Black History Month. That means I kind of have to make a video that kind of celebrates Black History Month. I'm pretty much sure I have to. I think it's even in my contract. Not that I wouldn't want to anyway, just so you know. Hello, everyone out there in my random casual family. My name is Rodney, and this is Random Casual Reviews, where we don't need a reason, nor do we need the expertise to just talk about the things we like. That's right, you can review things too. First of all, we want to thank you for tuning in this week, especially if you have so far listened to or watched every single episode of Random Casual Reviews, even those rough ones in the beginning. Hey, I'm still smoothing out those rough edges, so really, thank you so much for just hanging in there with me, and just kind of seeing what we can come up with. I really appreciate it. Also, like always, I would like to remind you that this episode of Random Casual Reviews, along with every episode of Random Casual Reviews, is available as a podcast. That's right, we're available on Google Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, and Spotify. So, if you like the audio content, but you don't want to see my bearded face, then just search Random Casual Reviews in your favorite podcast place. Let's get started. There are a lot of tropes in the land of TV and movies. Some of those tropes we've talked about before, like the old fish out of water or the straight man. And last week, for the first time, I even made a brief mention of another trope that's particular to, I guess, Black Hollywood, and that is the Black Best Friend, or the BBF, as we're going to call it sometimes. As the term implies, the Black Best Friend is a Black person that is normally the best friend of our protagonist that is normally a white person. We have seen this person range in, I guess, occupation from being a classmate, a coworker, or maybe in some cases like the maid or something like that. But the Black Best Friend normally has a reason for just being around our protagonist, especially when the time permits and our protagonist needs a best friend to be around. Normally, our Black Best Friend is right there, kind of always reliable. In some respect, the idea of the BBF is a way for Hollywood to kind of give roles to Black characters, positive roles to Black characters, because as many of you may know, Black characters have been a part of Hollywood since Hollywood's inception, basically ever since the invention of film and movies. The BBF was a way to allow Hollywood to kind of diversify the role of Black people on film, and I'm okay with that, you know? However, I do want to clarify, the BBF is not your film's protagonist. Normally, the BBF is a supporting role that obviously supports the protagonist, but they're always that character that shows up with some sound advice or just when our protagonist needs a friend or needs a way out of their current situation. Normally, the BBF is right there to kind of have the solution for that problem. You know what I mean? That's what the BBF is there for normally. I'm talking about that friend that shows up, gives great advice, and then kind of disappears somewhere in the third act. I don't know why that is. It's really not just for the BBF, but it's normally for any best friend character. They just kind of disappear somewhere in the third act. And that happens with our BBF also. Even when the best of intentions are there, they disappear at some point. You know what? Regardless of how it seems, I really can't fault the effort. As a matter of fact, I actually appreciate it. So, in observation of Black History Month, I wanted to share my list of my five favorite Black best friends in film. Let's go. Number five. It's going to be Jasmine in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, played by Kerry Washington. Why is she on the list? Well, first of all, it's Kerry Washington, so yeah. I love Kerry Washington. So yeah, she's going to be on the list somewhere, somehow. But also, Kerry Washington's role as Jasmine in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, she was Mrs. Smith's best friend who actually advised Mrs. Smith, played by Angelina Jolie, not to get into this relationship with who ended up being Mr. Smith, played by Brad Pitt. So that's right. She got in on the ground floor of that thing and said, uh-uh, girlfriend, don't do that. Do not get involved with him. As a matter of fact, she even said, you ought to kill this guy. And you know what? That's what a best friend is supposed to do. It's supposed to tell you when that's not really a good idea. You probably shouldn't do it. She could have saved Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt years of heartache, and she called it over a decade before it even happened. So, you know, here's to her for being a great black best friend. Number four, we're going to give this one to Dion from Clueless. Dion is played by Stacey Dash. Why are we giving it to Dion? Well, what I appreciate about Dion the character is that she represents, again, the diversity of a black female character. She is just as clueless as Alicia Silverstone's Cher is, which means they share common interests. So I really love the idea that Cher, being the white protagonist that she is, shares so much in common with her BBF, her black best friend. So in other words, it really seemed genuine in the respect that they come from the same, you know, well-to-do background living in the Valley of California. That a black woman could be just like that, a valley girl. I love that. I love what Dion's character represents. And again, I like that they have common interests. Because it's about the togetherness, right? A white person and a black person can have common interests. And we should be looking for the things that we have in common when we're choosing our friends. Instead of the things that, I guess, the media or the statistics say we have in common. You know what I mean? We should be looking for commonalities all the time. So that's why I love Dion. That's why she's my number four pick. My number three, good old Bobby, is played by Rob Brown. I spoke about this man in my video last week when I did my review of Don John for the Valentine's Day weekend. The reason I'm giving this one to Bobby is kind of what I mentioned in the video last week, but I'll reiterate it again. I'm giving it to Bobby because he seemed like a real genuine friend to Don John, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. What I mean by genuine is that normally when you see the best friend character, not just the BBF, but any best friend character, normally that character is super sensitive and just always knows what to say and just, you know, all these things. But Bobby wasn't just like that, even though he had those qualities, but he also didn't take any mess from his friend John, which I appreciate, because a real friend is like that. A real friend will call you out on your BS, and Bobby sure as heck did call John out on his BS, and that is what a best friend should be able to do, is call you out, but then also pull you out of your funk, and that's exactly what Bobby did. I want a friend like Bobby, you know what I mean? So here's the Bobby, and again, he is my number three pick for BBF. My number two pick is Ethan Bennett. Ethan Bennett is voiced by Stephen Harris. A lot of you may have never heard of Ethan Bennett. I feel like it's kind of obscure, but not only that, he's an animated character. He is from the Batman animated series from back in 2004. Ethan Bennett plays Bruce Wayne's best friend, which is really nice because in so many iterations of Batman, Bruce Wayne doesn't have very many friends at all aside from Alfred. I mean, Batman has some allies, but Bruce Wayne didn't really have many friends. But Ethan Bennett was Bruce Wayne's friend from childhood in this iteration of Batman. And so, number one, I appreciated that finally Bruce Wayne gets a friend. But then number two, it's a really good friend. And I really like that, you know how much Batman cares. You know how much Bruce Wayne really cares. And he cared so much for Ethan Bennett, which made it all the more sad when Ethan Bennett turned into Clayface. Yeah, it happened. Oh, well. Let's move on to our number one pick. My number one pick, again, I mentioned this in last week's video, but I have to give it to Bubba from Forrest Gump. Bubba is played famously by McKelty Williamson. I mean, he's kind of a classic character. I think many of us know about Bubba. So suffice it to say that their friendship was so nice. It was so special. And again, just like the other BBFs on this list, Bubba and Forrest Gump had some common interests. Let's just get this out of the way with the obvious one, that they both had kind of developmental disabilities, right? So they had that going for them, but also they are both in Vietnam, which is a place where a lot of, you know, great friendships are forged. Unfortunately, Bubba died in this movie, but I really appreciated that Bubba died a hero's death. You know, if you have to kill him, make sure he goes out as a hero. And Forrest really mourned his death. So, you know, I really, again, appreciated the strength of that friendship. And that really concludes our list here. So that is my list of my five favorite BBFs in film and TV. In summary, I really love it and I really appreciate it when any actor gets to kind of branch out and broaden their horizons and, you know, get better roles. And I especially appreciate it, of course, when, you know, black actors get to expand their horizons. And the BBF represents that expansion. And I want it to keep going. I've heard people kind of complain about the trope. I really don't have any complaints about it. You know, in real life, I wish I had more white best friends. As a matter of fact, I want a white best friend. If you feel like you have what it takes to be my white best friend, comment down below and tell me what your qualifications are. Let me tell you what my qualifications are. Let's see. I'm smart. I'm funny. I work really hard. Each one of these videos takes a week to make, sometimes longer. That's how hard I work. So yeah, if you feel like you could be my white best friend, let me know in the comments below. But just comment anyway, just to tell me how you're doing. Tell me how I'm doing. Like, subscribe, and then tune in next week for another episode of Random Casual Reviews. Thank you so much again, and everyone, have a great day. Goodbye.